During our years living in northeastern Pennsylvania, Advent coincided with short days, long nights, and the first flush of winter. In Austin, Advent often coincides with sunny days, outdoor events, and moderate temperatures that finally mark the end of lingering heat. The variation in how we experience the seasons at this time of year matches the various ways we might observe Advent. It can be a season of penitence, a season of aspiration, a season of joy, a season of introspection, a season of doubt. Through it all, Advent is a time of preparation. In the scripture reading from Matthew, the bridesmaids are asked to attend to their oil, since they do not know when the bridegroom will arrive. Some do, and some don't. Some find themselves prepared at his coming, and some find themselves left outside of the banquet. We might be inclined to think that the story is about oil, and metaphorically, about whether we have planned well enough to be received into the heavenly feast. But at the end of the story, the bridegroom does not say to the foolish bridesmaids, "You missed your chance because you had to go buy oil," but rather, "I do not know you." Advent calls us to pay attention, not so that we can get it right and earn a reward, but so that we are prepared to be known. It is as easy and as hard as that. Let us pray. Loving God, who came to us bearing an invitation to be known, make us ready to respond to that invitation. Create in us a space that is ready to receive you, so that by our readiness, we may be known by you. Amen.